Hello, my friends. Welcome to this together run. I'm excited you are here to join me. I'm going to invite you to connect yourself by grounding in with some element of nature. For me, we've got these beautiful white blossoms on our tree. I'm just going to reach up and touch them. Spring is either here or almost here for me, and maybe for you, or maybe the opposite, depending on where you are. But are we ready to go? Once you've found that element of nature, if you don't have one, just ground yourself in the ground, feel your feet on the floor. You are connected to our earth, even if you can't touch it. You ready? 3, 2, and 1. Off we go. Oh, okay, let's hopefully it's not as cold as it said it was going to be this morning with what the real feel of the actual temperature is. Doesn't feel too bad. I might be overdressed. We'll see. God, that sounds like such a spring morning right now with the birds. I've got like the sound of blossoms. And I love how, as I said that, I start hearing the noise of tree cutting once again, which I heard earlier this morning. As I've mentioned before, that noise just like pierces my soul, of a tree being cut down. And I could hear it this morning as I was doing my gratitude practice. Really loud. It's got to be somewhere. There it is again. Nearby. I just find it really hard to concentrate when I can hear that noise. And I know the tree might be dead. The tree might be dangerous. Might be leaning on someone's house. But some reason that noise just crushes me. Whew. Bit of a wind. We're going to begin our body scan in just a minute when I get around the corner. Definitely didn't overdress. This is a bit of wind. We've got a few more days of cold here, which hopefully by the time you listen to this, has passed. But yeah, so I'm just kind of trusting this is the final few days of the cold for this year, but also knowing my earth is going to do what she feels she needs to do. Okay, all right. Now I've turned off the windy bit. Not that that's the end of it for good. We are going to begin with our body scan. So if this is your first time doing a together run, within these runs we're going to have various meditative elements to begin our run. For those first about 20 minutes we'll do worth of meditative mental health, just checking in with ourselves, and then after that we'll have a bit more of a conversation and it'll be a bit more of a just a connection for us, and we'll see where it goes. I'm feeling a little bit sore today from my strength training, so yeah, it's interesting. Alright, so with the body scan, what we're going to do is going to work our way down from the top of our head down to the tips of our toes. I will call out areas for you, and all you're going to do is just be present in your body, just feel what you feel, and just notice, be aware of the various parts of your body and how they are feeling, and we will, yeah, just relax into this one. You ready? Okay. Starting at the top of your head, working your way down. So begin with the top of your head, the very top, right? Reaching up to the sky. Go down into the eyes, I'm sure they're not scrunched or squinting, holding on to any tension there. Letting go, going into your nose and checking in with the back of your head as you continue down. Coming back around the front, checking in with your mouth and jaw. How are things feeling there? Continuing into the chin and the neck, the front of the neck. Going around to the back of the neck. As you continue on down into the upper shoulders, down into their upper arms, and around your elbow. As you continue on down through the forearm and into the wrist, into your hand, and finally your fingers. How's everything feeling? Continuing on back, get through your chest, down through your chest, into your stomach, and lower back. Continuing on into the hips and pelvis, checking all around there, how's everything feeling? As you come back into your legs, going through your thigh, your quad, around the back to your hamstrings, continuing on down to your knees, front of your knee, back of your knee, continuing down into your calf and shin. So you check in with your inner ankle and outer ankle, going down into the heel and the arch of your foot, coming up over the top of your foot, into your toes, and just taking a moment to reflect. How does everything feel? And those of you who are doing the 60-minute run, maybe even the 45, we'll probably do another one of those later on. Check in again and see how you feel at the end. Are you nice and warmed up? We've been through this run together versus at the beginning. Now we're still waking our body up, still warming up. Ooh, that wind is bitterly cold. It's like I'm hot in one direction, but also cold going into the wind. Okay, that's your body scan. Next, I'm going to have you check in. We're going to check in with our five senses, which is going to mean that we are going to pay attention one at a time to each of our five primary senses. We're going to end with sight, because as you know, if you do many of these, we overuse that one. And we're going to begin by taking three deep breaths, as deep as you can take them, but I also recognize that we're running. It's not going to be a proper deep breath, but I just want to reset us. You ready? So do it at your own pace, whatever feels right for you, but just resetting yourself. What do you smell? Smell the floral scent of some of the flowers that have come out. The beautiful pink and white flowers. Don't know what they're called. Smells good though. What do you taste? Me, I taste my toothpaste. It was the last thing I did before I went out the door. Native candy cane flavour. And if you haven't tried Native, by the way, they're pretty amazing. I mean, the toothpaste is probably lesser favourite for me. I much prefer Bite, which are these little like pellets. Well, not pellets, but little bites that are toothpaste and mouthwash. Obviously sustainable, come in a glass container. It's a subscription service if you want it to be. I really love Bite. But I have Native, so that I have a more traditional toothpaste as well. Once a day. But Native does really good deodorants, natural deodorants in compostable packaging, and it's just works well. So it's definitely been my favourite. Although there's a few I like. I like Native. There's one called what's it called? It's called something like Hey You or something like that. I can't remember. Anyway. Back to the point. Next. You're either, if you want to, you can take your headphones out, listen to your surroundings, pay attention to the noises in your world for about 45 seconds. Or if you don't want to do that, you're welcome to listen to my sounds, my noises, and we're just trying to pay attention to the sounds that we wouldn't typically be paying attention to, because we're so rushed. So let's go ahead and do that now. Few more seconds. Okay. What do you hear in your world? Or in mine? For me, I heard leaves rustling. I heard the wind. I heard birds chirping. And just my breathing coming through. Next thing I want you to do is be in your body, wherever your awareness takes you, within your sense of touch, tactile. So I just want you to be present in your body and see where the awareness flows within you. What parts of you is your attention being drawn to? It's okay if it's one thing that your attention kind of stays at, or if it's jumping from place to place as you feel things. But that would be things like, I feel my hair bouncing against my back. I feel the waistband of my pants, tights. I feel my fingers and my gloves. Whatever comes to mind for you, just go ahead and follow it. Gently bring yourself back if you've got distracted. Where's your attention within your body? Okay, a few more seconds. Okay, where is your attention being taken? Did yours jump around? Is it fairly focused on one thing that was maybe got some discomfort or just feels different? For me, my fingers and my gloves feel cold. That's where most of my attention feels like it is. I feel my quads also feeling chilled. Some tension is there. I feel the wind blowing across my face. And I feel my phone in my hand. So yeah, those are some of the areas that I'm feeling right now. So for you, next, we are going to do our sense of sight, finally. What that's going to mean, once again in a different way, you're just going to let your awareness, let your eyes, your attention, your sight go where it wants to go. Follow it around as it gets drawn to various things in your surroundings. All that I ask is that at some point, when something catches your attention, you take a minute or a few, you know, as long as you're running by it, to really take in the detail of something that you are seeing. Taking a mental photograph of it, all the details you can, and just really take that in, take that moment, as if, yeah, you were taking a photo of it. So let's go ahead and do that now. Got distracted, gently bring yourself back. Just looking all around, taking in your surroundings. Few more seconds. Okay. What did you see in your world? Where was your attention being drawn? What details did you find that you could take in? So remember this moment. For me, I ran past some bamboo and really fascinated with bamboo at the moment. I was just taking in the way it looks all together, hearing the individual strands, just the notches of it. We've got some the people in the house behind us, they had bamboo growing at the end of their garden, and actually they cut it down last summer, but before they did, some shoots. I gotta kind of feel this is like kind of meant to be. We hadn't had those shoots come through any other year, and that bamboo had been growing, I don't know how long, but definitely it was solidly set there, a big mass of it when we moved in. And yet last summer we got like maybe 10 shoots of it come through. No, that's probably not the official term, but come through. And then a few months later they cut it down back there, but we kept it and we intend on keeping it and letting it grow, see what happens. But yeah, it's like fascinating to watch how quick it grows. And then also just like, we didn't cut it down over the winter. I don't know if that is what you're supposed to do or not, so I'm interested to see what happens. Like, are we going to get more shoots this year? Is it going to... I don't know. Yeah, have to keep you posted on that one. Alright. So thank you for doing your body scan, your senses check-in. I'd be feeling nice and grounded in your run within yourself right now. Next, we are going to do our mental health check-in, which is where I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to give you some space and some time to reflect on your answer. And you just imagine, you know, this does feel very much like we go for a run once a week, we're running buddies, and we're catching up. Obviously, the only small detail in that is that I can't hear what you're saying back to me. But that's why I really love, and thank you to those of you who have sent me pictures, either sharing it on your social media or just messaging it to me or emailing it to me. It really helps me to see your face. And so like just this morning, I saw Fiona, I saw your face because you sent it to me just before I left. And so I can envision us running together now. And so when you do that, it really helps me to see. So thank you to those of you who already have. And if you haven't, go ahead and do it. And if you just send it to me privately like Fiona did. Okay. So, how are you? Really? Don't want to... Yeah, good. Let's dig in. Take a few minutes now to ask yourself, how are you? Really? You've drifted off. Gently bring yourself back. Just a little bit longer. Dig in deeper. Okay. Thank you for taking the time to share, whether you would have done it and said it out loud to me if we were in person or not, it doesn't matter. You reflected within yourself, you checked in with yourself and went beyond so many of the conversations we have today, which are just very superficial and not really their true selves. So, how am I really? Well, I'm mostly good. I was talking to a friend yesterday who is so good at asking these very pointed, important questions, because I can be quite good at, I don't know if it's saying what people want to hear, but just like, I find it quite easy to say what's on my mind, as you probably noticed. But when I was explaining that yesterday, I was saying to a friend of how I was saying, he said to me afterwards, he said, you just said a lot of I hopes and I thinks, instead of stating what's a win right now or what are you, well, how's this different to before when I was feeling a bit rough like a month ago, which you remember probably. And I was like, God, he's right. I am saying I hope a lot. And there's a lot of optimism in there that things are, you know, going to work out, that I believe in us, believe in myself. But also he's right that I can't live in the, it's kind of living in the future, isn't it? That you're always hoping, you're always looking to the next thing. So that was really interesting. But in actual answer, how am I really? I feel good. I feel excited. I'm going to Chicago. Well, as you listen to this, it'll be this coming weekend. And I'm working with the sustainability team for the Shamrock Shuffle, which I'm very excited about. Also, I'm going to get to spend time with some friends who I really cherish. One who's coming with me here from St. Louis. And then another two who are dear friends of mine. Who one just happens to be there for a work trip. The other is doing work with running like I am. So I'm looking forward to that. There's that word again, looking forward. But I am totally excited for that. And also for Boston. And I'm going from Boston to London. I'm going to visit my family for a week. And yeah. What else? I'm feeling filled up socially. I have been making a lot of effort to connect with people, be there for people, go in with things with an open mind with conversations, and that really feels good for me. I'm also very excited. We have our final book cover now, so it's getting very real. Zoe and I made some tweaks with some input from our team, well, the Running For Real team, and a few friends and a few people that Zoe checked in with, and we feel good about it now. So it's another step. It's real. What else? Okay, so we've got about a minute, 30-minute group. You can come to a walk. Anything else? I don't know if there's anything else. Mostly just like, I guess, ready for the next, not chapter, but next set of adventures to come, knowing that this is Chicago is kind of the beginning of book stuff coming together. Not that that's anything to do with the book, but the next 6 months a kind of building towards the book. And I love that this is working with the sustainability team, so it's getting real now. And then within my running, I'm feeling good. I had a really good long run. Actually, I'm going to tell you that in the updates. So, I guess one thing I do want to say quickly is just like, you probably heard me talking about Orlo on, come to a walk 30 minute group, give you 30 seconds and we'll do our strides. You've heard me talking about Orlo on the podcast and on social media and in the email. And I want to encourage you to go check that out if you haven't already and get that big 12% discount you're not going to get anywhere else through my code. And I have to believe it's not a not a coincidence that I've been feeling really good on my runs, and I've been regularly taking these Orlo omega-3s. I really believe in the power of our heart health and our brain health and taking care of that. And these are made of algae, so they're sustainable, which is wonderful. And they're so thoughtful, they're carbon negative. So I want to encourage you to go check out Orlo. I'll tell you more about it in the updates of what I mean by that, why we as runners need to think about our heart health and our brain health, because so often we're like, yeah, I'm good. But I'll tell you more about that later. But let's get on with our strides. So we're going to do 10 to 15 seconds, about 85% of your max. I'll explain who that was in a minute. And 80% of your max. We're going to do two. You ready? 3, 2, and 1. Here you go. And come to a jog if you're in the 45 or 60. If you're in the 30 group, come to a walk. I'll give you 30 to 45 seconds and we'll do another one. Then 30 minute group, you can be on your way. After, of course, you take a picture of yourself right now. So go ahead and do that while you're walking so you can send it to me, show me, so I can imagine my run with you and envision what that would be like if we are running together, which helps to motivate me to keep doing these. So I appreciate it. All right, ready for another one? 3, 2, 1. Okay, 30 minute group, you are done. Go check out the link in the show notes to everything that we need. Actually, wherever you find this, you can get Orlo, you can get access to the Red S course. What else? If you're going to be running Shamrock Shuffle, let me know. Thank you so much for joining 30 minute group. I'll see you next week, next Monday, for another together run. And appreciate you joining. I remember to send me that picture of you. Okay. For the rest of us, we've got about 12 minutes before we do our next set of strides. So, that honking was one of the only other parents who walks their kids to school. For school like as consistently as I do. It's funny, we always, every time, almost every single day, I'd say like 9 times out of 10, when I walk out my door to either go drop off the girls or pick up the girls, one of my Chloe's friends' dad is out there, just happens to be walking up. And so we've kind of talked walking along the street and walking on the way, and that was him honking at me. So I've actually never seen him in a car before. So that was interesting. All right. So, next step we're going to do is you're going to share some updates with me of what has been going on in your world. And that could be if we ran together last week. By the way, what did you think of the long run? I would love to hear if you did that long run, the 90-minute run last week. Let me know. That one is timeless. So even if you haven't done it yet, but you have a long run coming, that will be ideal because there really isn't anything that's like relevant to now. So I'd love to hear what you thought of that long run. But yeah, whenever it was the last time we ran together, or if this, well, let me finish it. Whenever it was we last ran together, what updates have you got for me since then? Could be a few months, could be less than a week, could be whatever. If this is your first time of doing a together run, you can tell me a little bit about you. So what would you share if we were running together and I said, tell me a bit about you? What would you say? So I'm going to give you a few minutes to just go through that now and tell me, what have you been up to? Got distracted, gently bring yourself back. What updates do you have? Few more seconds. Rack your brain. What else is news in your world? It's also a good time to just reflect on what we've been doing, because we tend to forget, don't we? More seconds. Okay, thank you for sharing. Even if we were in person, you wouldn't have said much. I've been nervous. No, sorry. Oh dear. Dog missing. Yeah, even if you wouldn't have shared a lot with me, it's even just good for us to reflect ourselves on, you know, maybe how busy things have been, or how much we've been through, or how things have been changing, whatever it might be. Okay, so I've got about 6 minutes. See if I can get my updates in that time. Probably not. Well, you know me. We'll see. All right, okay. So I'm going to continue my thread from before. So I had a really good long run last week in the trails. I ran for three and a half hours? Something like that. Yeah, 3 hours and 34 minutes, I think. And I felt really good the whole run. And around 23 miles in the trails. I did a lot of these loops, especially one that I have done quite a lot, but usually I'm kind of like stumbling by the end of the loop, even if I do it at the beginning, because it's so hard. It's like, I mean, obviously, yeah, running is relative. I know some of you live out in Colorado or, you know, way high, or you have like mountains near you. I know it's not hard compared to that, but for me here at sea level in St. Louis, it's our hardest loop. And but this week I didn't. I felt really good the whole time. I could have kept going. It was just great. I didn't have any time pressures. I didn't have any expectations. And I have been feeling generally good at my runs. My strength training is really coming together. I can feel myself being stronger, more coordinated, more connected. And it just feels like my body is in a good place. And I mentioned Orlo. You know, I'm a big believer in omega-3s. And if you don't really understand omega-3s, and I kind of got a lot solidified for me last week in the episode with Corinna, which it was Friday's episode. So if you're kind of like, what's the big deal with omega-3s? Go listen to that episode from last Friday. Regular Running Through a Podcast feed, wherever you found this, you'll find it. And it'll explain a lot. But usually people get their omega-3s from fish oils. And this algae absorbs 3 times better than fish oils. And the best part, you don't have those disgusting fish burps that come up with the fish oils. And never mind the fact that, you know, the fish is still, you know, that's not, it's fish at the end of the day. You're kind of harvesting it and using these fish, not sustainable. Whereas algae is sustainable, and Orlo is kind of obsessive about their process and how they do things. So I definitely, and yeah, okay, so heart health, brain health, we think, okay, we're runners, take care of that, good done. But that's not actually true. And especially as runners, especially for people who have goals, and if you have a running goal coming up and you need your mental focus and you feel like your brain, your mind is what lets you down in races, like you give up, you can't seem to stay focused, you can't seem to mentally stay strong, you need this. Omega-3s, I really am loving taking them, and they just go down so easy. So check it out, a link in the show notes, and I'll give you 12% off as a friend of mine. And that's not, they didn't tell me to say anything, by the way, I just want to add. I'm just saying this because I really do feel good in my runs and in my mind and in my, I mean, my heart. We need our hearts, don't we? And we hear more and more stories of people, young people having heart problems post-COVID era. So, yeah, let's take care of those little hearts. Okay, so that's that. Running is going well. I'm still trying to figure out what my running is going to be. Still thinking about doing that Bryce Canyon race in May, but not 100% sure yet. I didn't get into Canyon de Chelly, so I was pretty bummed about that. But, you know, I also really respect and admire Sean, the race director, who was also the Sean from Running Realized Episode 3. I respect him for making it totally fair, for not letting someone like me in, because I'm a friend, because I know him, because, you know, I've got, like, a name. Like, I actually really admire the fact that he did this humbly, picking names out of a stew pot that were, like, printed pieces of paper, like a true lottery. So, yeah, disappointed, but totally respect, and actually really appreciate that he does that. Beyond that, well, we're coming up on the 45, so think I might finish mine because I do have a bit on what's coming, events for the book, plans over the coming months, but I don't want to have to keep pausing. But yeah, so I'm now, when you hit 45 in a few seconds, just come to a walk. We'll do strides in about a minute. I'm really looking forward to Chicago next weekend. I love doing the sustainability work with races and brands. I'm starting to be a bit braver in reaching out to brands I know who I'm not working with, not to, you know, get another sponsor, but to literally be like, okay, I see you're hosting this event. Can I help you with sustainable and environmentally conscious choices? And this feels intimidating, but it's true. Okay, I want to say after this 45-minute group, if you want to hang around, I am going to talk a little bit about failure and my failures, because I just get the feeling a lot of the time you all think that things are just like lining up like ducks in a row for me, and just want to give a bit of a glimpse into just how much I'm failing in terms of outreach, in terms of asking for things and getting rejected. So I want to talk about that in a minute. Okay, let's go ahead and do our first stride, or third stride. You ready? 3, 2, and 1, off we go. Come to a jog or a walk. I just want to say at this point, I am looking for still looking for guest hosts. Some of you have reached out who have done it before, and I'll get back in touch with you if we don't have some. I'd just love to have some new people try it. If you don't need fancy equipment, you don't need special skills, all you really need is just run way slower than you think you need to, because it's harder than it seems, and your breathing is heard more than it seems. Like, if we were running together, you wouldn't be able to hear my breathing at all, but for some reason the mic picks up the breathing really easily. Anyway, right, let's do our second stride. 3, 2, and 1. Okay, come to a jog or a walk, 45-minute group. Go ahead and take a picture of yourself. Let me see you. Share it on social media, or share a screenshot of the Running For Real podcast. Share it on social. That really helps me out, helps people find it, helps people join in this joy of a run we have together. But also, when you send me your pictures, I get to see you. So go ahead and take a picture now. Send it to me. Also, go get yourself some of those Orlos, the omega-3s, especially if you have a big race coming up. There's a link in the show notes or wherever you're listening to this. And okay, is that it? Yeah. Okay. By the way, I'm doing my loop, my usual loop, but I'm also going back around another section. I think I'm going into the fourth time I've done this other section. So I'm glad. Look at me go. I'm like changing it up slightly. Still staying within the same like 1 mile radius, but I just seem to like it here. So honestly, a lot of it is because it's flat. And on these, just like keeping them flat. Okay. So I said, let me just think if there's any other updates. Yeah, just got plenty of cities. The best thing you can do is go to the Running For Real website, sign up for the newsletter. That is where you're going to get updates on the book tour events, coming to a city near you, shakeout runs, events in the coming months, you know, London or Boston. Runningforreal.com. There's a link in the show notes to go sign up there. Oh, and there was something else. What was it? Oh, okay. So, you know the Red X recovery resource on YouTube, and there's a separate community. If you have watched those videos and you do know you have Red X, for a limited time, we are opening the doors to that resource to recover for everyone for free. So there'll be a link wherever you're listening to this podcast. So that is now for free available. The recovery part of it, the private part. So go check that out. Okay, so failure. Yeah, so I think a lot of the time it kind of comes across, or at least I get the impression from sometimes people who reach out to me, that it seems like my life is just like one celebration after the next, one opportunity after the next. And people quite often comment of like, I don't know how you do all you do. I don't know how you know, get all these things coming to you. And I know I do. I will admit, I am absolutely that person now who gets the phone call. You know, we need a quote in Runner's World. Can you give us a quote? Yeah, I am that person. I'm very privileged to have that opportunity through friends that I have made, who now have, you know, roles and situations where I get to be asked. But I also reach out to a ton of people, to brands. I put myself out there. I make pitches. I offer things. I, you know, do these things, and I either don't hear back or I get like, thanks but no thanks, which we all get. But I do it a lot. And just last week, I emailed Rich Roll this really personal, heartfelt email. And I sent it to a few friends before, and they were like, Tina, this is so you. This is beautifully said. And if anything is going to get them to say yes, it'll be this. Crickets. And I know Rich Roll. Like, he definitely saw that email. He definitely read that email. And that hurts, because it basically means, nah, I don't think you're good enough for my show. And maybe it doesn't. And there's a part of me that wants to, like, you know, ask you to pressure him and be like, hey, Rich Roll, you should definitely have Tina on. But also, like, I don't want him to do it out of obligation. I want him to do it because he thinks we could have an interesting conversation. I know we can. But like, the way I put myself out there was very vulnerable, very real and raw, and speaking to the fact that I know I don't have, I'm not Mike Posner. I'm not like this celebrity who has, you know, 500,000 followers on Instagram. I know that. But like, I know I have a lot to offer. And I know, as you know, through these runs, that I connect with people really well. Like, I'm good at that. I'm good at outreach. I'm good at saying things that other people are thinking and feeling. I'm making people feel seen. And I know there's a big chunk of that audience that maybe don't feel that way with him, or aren't listeners because of that. And so I know I have something special to offer, but it doesn't make it hurt any less when you're rejected. And that happens to me a lot. So I just want to speak to that, because, you know, social media is a place where we see all the good. And, you know, for me as well, quite often I'll put videos out or pictures out, and I don't get really any engagement on it at all. And it's, I'm not just chasing likes and comments and things, but at the same time, it is that, like, you put energy into something and it's like it's either Instagram or people scrolling have decided yeah, that's not good enough. And it's hard not for it to be like, you're not good enough. And I know you feel that too. And so I just wanted to speak to it today because, you know, I know I get a lot of opportunities. I know I've been extremely fortunate with my life and my career. But a lot of the time, those of us who are, if you want to call it content creators, we're kind of living on the edge all the time, because brands easily rip money out of your hands. And this is not like I'm going to go on a 6-week vacation to Maui kind of money. This is like, can I pay my bills kind of money. And so you want to, you know, we aren't living extravagant lives, but you, it's kind of a constant game of not trying to, of outreaching people and trying to help yourself grow, but also giving enough attention and love to those who have already supported you. And so it can feel like you're like failing on all fronts sometimes because you're trying to make things very creative and it's not noticed or put out there, or Instagram is punishing you for one reason or another. And you also, and so you're letting down those who are invested in you, but you're also fearful that when you keep getting rejected, that your like career path is slipping away, that you don't feel like you're good enough to keep going at this. And I know I'm not the only one that feels this. I know everyone in my position does. It's just part of the gig, I suppose. But yeah, I just wanted to speak to that because I think over the coming months, you're going to probably see a lot of smiles from me, a lot of amazing moments, a lot of like, wow, this is such a good day, such a good weekend. But also, those are snapshots, right? It's kind of the like, you get rejected 10 and you get one yes. So I just wanted to say that to keep that in mind as we go into the next few months. Yeah. All right, so we're going to do our last two strides in about 30 seconds. When you finish this run, I encourage you to go check out all the links, things I mentioned. If I can remember to put them in there, that is. yeah. I don't think there's anything else. So many newspapers blown around today. I'm proud of myself for not mentioning it to this point. Okay, you ready? 3, 2, and 1. Down to a jog. We'll have about 45 seconds and we'll do another one. And then we'll ground ourselves to nature and wrap up. Temperature's gone up a lot during the course of this run, even with the wind. Okay, ready? We're gonna do another one. 3, 2, and 1. All right, come to a jog. Finish up this minute. And then we'll ground ourselves into nature. So once again, when we finish, photo, even if you just direct a message it to me, take a screenshot of this run together with a screen of what you see. Check out Ullo, especially if you have a big race coming up, but just for your own mental and physical health. Running for Real, if you want to stay in touch with news or updates of things coming. And just, I guess, thank you for your support. Those of you who continue to do so, it doesn't go noticed and it means the world. So thank you. All right, let's come to a walk. Oh, hi. Find some element of nature to ground yourself. You heard my little bub. Find some element of nature to ground yourself. I'm gonna touch some leaves that are beginning to sprout. Thank you so much for joining, and I'll see you next time.